line. Joining us once again is CEO at Eskom, Andre de Ruyter. Andre, goeiemôre. Dankie vir jou tyd weer eens.
Goeiemôre, Martin.
Luister, ja, laatst ons gechat het jy vir my gesê, luister, daar gaan nie, julle beplan nie baie load shedding vir die winter nie. Jy het gesê, miskien as dit 1 of 2 dae is. En you know, so far so good, maar nou is daar 'n groot vraag oor die nuwe term wat ingekruip het, load reduction. Just change the name of it to fool us?
No, Martin, this may sound like semantics, but it's not. So what the difference is that load shedding is a rotational reduction in the availability of electricity due to our power stations not being able to supply electricity into the national grid. And if we overload the national grid, that could lead to a blackout, a national blackout, which of course is a catastrophic event that we want to avoid at all costs. So we've not been imposing load shedding on the economy since the last event, which was on the 15th of March. So far, so good. But what we have had to do in order to protect the local distribution infrastructure, maybe yeah. I can just explain what I mean by that. These are these green boxes that you see by the side of your street yeah. and the pole-mounted transformers that are up mounted on the street poles. And when people make illegal connections or they bridge out their circuit breakers that is supposed to limit their load, that is when those transformers get damaged. And in order to prevent that, we have had to impose a load reduction.
And obviously, the time that it takes to fix those problems, it's quite varied. It's quite a big difference in one instance to the next.
Correct. The challenge that we've got, though, is that when our crews are dispatched to fix these issues, they are sometimes taken hostage. They are threatened
what?
By members of the community to not disconnect illegal connections. And, of course, if you don't disconnect the illegal connections and you don't stop the overloading, you can replace the transformer, but within a week or so, it'll just blow up again. So that doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So unless we can get to grips with the illegal connections and the electricity theft, this is going to be a problem that we have to face in those areas that are susceptible to electricity theft and illegal usage.
When it comes to the stealing of cables and stuff like that, I mean, isn't it possible to protect it better? It seems to me that they steal from the same place every time. Now, shouldn't you just maybe cordon off that place or put it under guard?
If you look at the extent of networks that Eskom manages, you know, just on the distribution side, I think we've got something like 180,000 kilometers of cabling. It's impossible to guard all of that all the time. And of course, what we do is we identify hotspots, we have our own security, we have security firms, we cooperate very closely with the South African Police Services, with the Hawks, to try and prevent, in particular, some of the scrap metal dealers who are involved in these illegal activities. But it's a huge problem in a country that's afflicted by poverty, is that your infrastructure is exposed to theft.
Talk to me about Kusile. There's a big story that dropped in the last couple of hours, I think, about the billions that had nothing to do with certain mines, but that the people, the overpayment, overpayment saga had nothing to do with a dispute between Eskom and a Gupta-linked mine, but instead to other people. What is the story there?
That's absolutely correct. So what we have informed Parliament about is that there are at least 4 contractors against whom we are pursuing claims for overpayments. These overpayments, in our view, and of course there's also legal dispute resolution, amount to some 4 billion rand in total. So that's a huge amount. We are working with the SI, the Hawks, we think criminal liability to face and also to pursue civil claims. We want our money back, and that's what we're trying to do.
So by overpayment, obviously there was some stuff happening. I mean, you know, people overcharge for services, but not just 1 or 2 rand here and there. This is 4 billion rand. That's a whole
exactly.
lot. So does that mean there are guilty parties on both sides?
you know, in any corrupt relationship, there's a corruptor and a corruptee. We are also looking out for our employees who were involved in this.
Okay.
None of these people, unfortunately, still work for Eskom. Typically, they resign very quickly once they are confronted with it. But we are going to go after them with civil claims, irrespective of the fact whether they are still employed at Eskom or not.
To get the money back.
That's what we want.
And that's the only way to restore faith, is accountability. Too many times in the past, not just, you know, when it comes to Eskom, but many state-owned entities, you hear about the corruption, you hear about the theft, and then nothing again. So you're saying civil claims to get that money back.
Exactly. Martin, watch the space.
I love that. Listen, I went on to prepaid recently. Is it just me, or is that a hell of a lot more expensive than the other option? What are you on? What do you use?
No, I just get a bill every month from the city of Joburg.
Okay.
But I've invested in LED lighting. I've put up a solar water heater, so I'm trying to limit my electricity bill by using electricity wisely, which, of course, we urge all South Africans to do.
Yeah. Just a quick couple of questions before I let you go here from our listeners, Andre.
Morning, team. We live in Bethel, and we've had load shedding problems since the start of the lockdown for 3 months. Every day for 5 hours, sources has confirmed that it's just them not paying their bills to Eskom restricting our power and stuff like that. We want to know what is actually happening.
A real concern there from my birth town of Bethel.
Right, so what is happening at the Bethel municipality is that there is a nominated maximum demand that a municipality contracts for. When they exceed that maximum demand, they obviously exceed the contractual obligation that we have to supply them. And in particular, where a municipality hasn't been paying their bills, which unfortunately in this case is what is happening, we then restrict them to force the municipality to pay their bills. And I think this is an important principle, is that Eskom is the go-to bad boy when it comes to limiting the supply of electricity to municipalities. Yeah. But municipalities and the councillors in particular also have to take accountability for the fact that Eskom isn't getting paid for the electricity that it supplies.
Yeah. So it's important for people to know the difference. Where you're at fault, you're at fault. But when you're not at fault and it's the municipality, people need to direct their concerns and their anger that way, clearly. One last question here, quickly.
Môre, Martin. Ons loop 'n plot net so dis kant by Hanspoort gevangenis in Pretoria, so aan die ooste kant van Zambesi-Ryland. Ons is vandag op dag 15 sonder krag en nog niemand kan vir ons sekerheid gee of antwoorde gee wanneer ons krag weer herstel sal word nie.
Shoo, laas een daar, André, wat gebeur daar?
Right, ek wil graag asseblief die luisteraar vra om vir my sy besonderhede te stuur, rekeningnommer en sy adres, en dan sal ek sorg dat die saak kompleet aandag kry.
Okay, so ek het nie jou naam gekry nou nie, maar ons gaan seker maak dat jy by André uitkom, dat hy in kan kyk daar. Last thing is, what is the load shedding forecast? We're heading into some heavy winter weather. There's a cold front about to hit. We know it normally puts a strain on the national grid. Should we expect some load shedding going forward?
The system remains very tight and very constrained. Last night we lost 2 units and that caused us to have to burn quite a lot of diesel, but we managed to pull through without any load shedding. We guided, you may recall, 3 days of stage one load shedding for July. We are now on the 8th of July and so far so good. We're trying our best to keep the lights on throughout this winter.
I always appreciate your time. Thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for taking the questions and chatting to us, André. Waardeer het hoor.
Thank you, Martin.
Cheers, man. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That is CEO of Eskom, André de Ruyter, giving us his time. Thanks for your questions coming in. And that last caller there, we'll make sure that we connect the two of you so we can get some answers. 15 days without power. That's no good.
Start your day with Martin Messer.
Wake up in the morning. Wake up in the morning.
Check Randa FM.